getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, it's another week gone flying by. And I find myself once again sitting in front of the record players with a stack of polka records that are just screaming out to be played this week in the old Oompa Hour. So I'm going to proceed to do so, and I'm glad you're hanging along with. Hopefully enjoying some tunes and having a good time today. It's been raining here basically all week since we last got together here in northern Minnesota. Once again, I'm so pleased about that. Not. But I thought it would be a good excuse to start off the show with Marv Herzog doing the Rain Rain Polka. The Rain Rain Polka, Marv Herzog from Frankenmuth, Michigan, getting us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Remember now, when we do this show every week, that every song you're hearing is coming from an actual phonograph record, some of them more beat up than others. See, that's our gimmick. The show's got to have a gimmick. It's got to have something that makes it different than all the computerized shows that just come rambling out of radios all over the place these days. I'm actually doing this live, and I'm playing actual records. There are no computers. No magical thing says, you're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour. I'm actually doing this. Now, let's balance out the Rain Rain Polka with something sunny. And this may be a stretch, but our next record comes to us from Sunny Day. That's the name of the performer. It's not S-U-N-N-Y, though. It's S-O-N-N-Y, like, hey, Sonny. And the last name is Day with an E on the end. But it still says Sunny Day as far as I'm concerned. And it balances out the Rain Rain Polka and gives me some hope for some sunshine in the near future in our forecast up here in northern Minnesota. That's what happens when you drink a whole Pepsi before you start doing the show. Anyway, here's Sunny Day. It's the Skinny Mini Polka.
Skinny Mini. cha-cha-cha. She's my baby, la-di-da. When she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny mini, ha-cha-cha. Skinny mini is tree top tall. Her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean. The kissingest woman you ever have seen. I meet her by the garden gate. I hold her hand and 1, 2, 3. Skinny Minnie's kissing me. I took her to a movie show. When they turned the lights down low, what we did I can't discuss. Everyone was watching us. To the record hops, every time the music stops, she kisses me and ooh la la. Skinny mini, ha cha cha. Skinny mini is treetop tall. Her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean. The kissingest woman you ever have seen. She's my gal, Skinny Minnie, she's my pal. She takes a shower and you can bet Skinny Minnie won't get wet.
There you go, that's a sunny day there. Doing Skinny Minnie here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't know if I do this every time I play that record, which is not very often, really, because it's in a weird place in the record file, and it kind of gets buried. But did that sound oddly familiar to you? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But in my other life, I work in the oldies radio biz, where we're playing records like from the 50s and 60s. And do you remember a hit record from 1958 by Bill Haley and his Comets? Not Rock Around the Clock after that. It's called Skinny Minnie also. And first of all, this Sunny Day record, his voice sounds a lot like Bill Haley. And Bill Haley had a hit record in 58 called Skinny Minnie. And I don't know that I'll play the whole song for you. I mean, last week we played a song by the Everly Brothers and I was like, whoa, dude. That was way out of our normal realm here. But let me play just like the first little bit of the Sunny Day Skinny Mini Polka again. And then we're going to play part of this Bill Haley record from 1958. Why? Because I can't. But just like listen to this opening here. Let me get the needle back in the record here. Listen here.
Skinny Mini, ha-cha-cha. She's my baby, la-di-da. When she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny mini, ha-cha-cha. Skinny mini is treetop tall. Her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean. The kissingest woman you ever have seen.
All right, so there's a song called Skinny Mini by Sunny Day. And as I was saying, back in 1958, Bill Haley had a record called Skinny Mini. Just, this drives me crazy. You got to bear with me this week. I'm like extra nutty. Listen to this opening. All right, you got that? Now, let me get the Bill Haley record over here. Hang on. This is very confusing because I'm trying to switch that. Now, listen to this. Tell me this isn't... It's the same, but the song is different. Should we play this? Can you dance to this? I can see people on the dance floor. You're like doing the stroll, aren't you?
6 foot high and a 1 foot thing. Well, do I love her? Does a boy love her? Well, she is the apple of my eye. Skinny.
All right, that just feels too wrong to play. play the whole record right in the middle of the show. But see what I mean? The voice is kind of similar. Obviously, those opening notes are exactly the same thing. I'm telling you, there's got to be some weird connection there that I haven't figured out yet. But anyway, there's a little bit of Bill Haley doing Skinny Minnie from 1958. Now, let's get back to the regular polka record, shall we? Yikes! I should just have, like, detour warning signs. How about Tommy Rutter and the Music Box Dancer Polka, huh? To deal his records that fade out always catch me by surprise. I don't know why. It doesn't happen that often with an old-time record. They usually go bump bump. Anyway, there you have the Music Box Dancer Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And look at that. Over here on turntable number one sits a Whoopi John record. Hang on, we'll get to that. I haven't talked about the World of Accordions Museum yet, though. And here we're this far into the show already. Yikes! Anyway, it's not like there's a schedule. Nobody writes any of this down. World of Accordions, Superior, Wisconsin. 1,400 accordions all jammed into one museum. It's an amazing sight. And, yeah, I hope they don't turn the lights on too bright, because that's a lot of sparkling. You might need sunglasses in there, man. A lot of very pretty instruments. But it's chock full of history, too. All sorts of research material, if you want to go in and learn. Or maybe you're doing a research deal, or you're working on the history of a certain musician or a group of people that came over from whichever old country you might be from. or maybe you just want to hear some music, or you want to visit the gift shop, or you want to see a show in their concert hall, check it out, worldofaccordions.org. They're online. In case you can't get there, or maybe, you know, when you're going to be there, they're not going to be open or whatever. I don't know how things are shaken down for their schedule of activities for this summer. I know last summer was kind of a mess, and I'm not sure how things are working out, but it's worth checking them out online. Maybe bookmark them, you know, in your browser or whatever it is you do, and check it out. You know, keep an eye on it. Maybe you want to pay a visit. It's a nice spot to visit, Superior Duluth, there right on Lake Superior. You can head right up the North Shore there. A lot of scenic stuff to do while you're in the area. Have a look, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Here's Whoopi John. It's the Laughing Song.
When I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy, and my pappy called me Foo. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rules. Yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. She weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Off the fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, 'cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
All right, there you go with the Whoopi John's band there. And that, of course, is the laughing song of the laughing polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Got a message on the Facebook message thing here. It's from Don in La Crosse. How you doing, Don in La Crosse? Wanted to know if we could play a Roman Rezac tune. Well, of course. I had to find one, though. Someday, I've been telling myself someday, I'll get all the records organized so I can find something. It's never going to happen. But by some quirk, fluke, luck, I had a Roman Rezac record sitting right behind me on the floor in a stack of records. And I remembered it was there. So I saw your message and I was like, yes, I've got one right here. Roman Rezac and the band. This is the Minnesota Polka. Thank you. but sometimes those songs just go by faster than I'm ready for. There's Roman Rizak, anyway, and the Minnesota Polka, and sending that one out to Don. Apparently, Don just had a birthday here not too long ago, so happy belated birthday to Don here on the Oompa Hour. See, it takes a little pressure off of me when I get requests, because then I don't feel like I have to pick everything out. Although I do have to find the record. But if you make a request and just request an artist, see, then I'm okay. I can almost always find the artist, but if we need a specific song, you better give me a little time. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, the Oompa Hour underway. Are we ready for a waltz? Why not, huh? Sometimes if I get one in the first half of the show, I throw in a second waltz for you dancers out there. Not everybody's got room to polka in the house. Or maybe, you know, you got one of those houses where you start to polka and the whole floor starts bouncing up and down and stuff starts falling off the wall. Not a good idea. From Manitowoc, Wisconsin, Gene Heyer and the orchestra. This is the Atomic Waltz. There you go. That's the Atomic Waltz, as opposed to like the old school, I don't know, wind up waltz. I don't know. Gene Heyer and the orchestra, says right here from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. What is this? The FAU record label. P-F-A-U. Is that how you say that? The record company's in Milwaukee. Anyway, it's a great logo. Now this next record, I was looking at this one real close. 1990. They were still pressing 45s in 1990? Really? Well, apparently they were. Well, you had to have them for your jukebox. And this is kind of a weird one, too, because when was Jesse Ventura the governor of Minnesota? Why do I not remember that? Because the group is the California Connection. And if you remember, Jesse Ventura and Golden Boy Adrian Adonis. Oh, they were the East-West Connection because Jesse was from California. And yeah, and the flip side song is Jesse's Polka. So, you know, I'm starting thinking, is all of this fit together or am I just crazy again? But here's the California Connection from 1990. It's practically a brand new record. Here's the California Polka.
danced in California. On quaking ground they dance around in California. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka.
That's ridiculous. There's the California Connection and the California Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, wouldn't it just be completely silly of me to let the show go by without a Frankie Yankovic record this week? It seems like there's always another Frankie Yankovic record. Here's my favorite polka. I mean, it's not my favorite polka. It's Frankie's favorite polka, apparently. Mr. Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. At it again. Oh, yes. Do I see? I'm looking out the studio window. I think I see a smidgen of sunlight. Is that what the... Hang on. I got to move these blinds. I can see some shadows. We haven't had sunlight in like 2 weeks, and it's not raining. There's hope. Ah, yes. See, I don't get distracted at all. Here's the Bauer Boys with Johnny Bernays. I believe I'm saying that right. Recorded in Hubertus, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right? Hubertus, Wisconsin? Or Hubertus? Hubertus. I don't know. You know, the more you think about it, the more you overthink it, and then you might as well just not even try. Anyway, here's the Goose Polka. Was fun. There's the Goose Polka. That's the Bauer Boys with Johnny Bernays. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. As long as I'm just sitting here mispronouncing things like a crazy man, let's go for it, shall we? A lot of times, most of the time, if I have a record where the title on it is not in English, I don't play it because I can't announce it because I don't know how to say it and I don't know what I'm saying. It's a curse of the business. And this record just sounded so fun, even though I have no idea what they're singing, that I'm going to play it anyway. And if it turns out that it's a naughty record, I plead ignorant, okay? As I have no idea. I think it's called See We Con by Floyd Grokalski and the Lil Naturals. All right, are we okay so far? They're from Caucallen, Michigan. I can just tell we're in trouble now, right?
Ooh la la, pojadem, pojadem do svojej kochanky. Jeszcze spała, jak ona się obudziła, buziaka mi dała. My old girlfriend, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. My old girlfriend, she ain't what she used to be. She's better now than ever before. Everybody, hula la, hula la, hula la, hula la 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 la, hula la, hula la, hula la 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 la. Wszystkie to niedobre, najlepsi moi siły, zawiózł mnie na sanka do mojej dziewczyny.
See, now it sounded all right to me. I don't know, but it was just such a darn fun record that even though most of the time I didn't know what they were saying, I just couldn't pass that one up. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I got to pay attention because I'm having a wild time with the show this week, and I've totally lost all track of time. And why is it that I'm running out of record sleeves? Time out here. You know, I tried to put the records all back where they go. As I go, in their little sleeves and in their jackets, and put them on the pile. And then I find myself sitting here with a record with no thing to put it in. Hang on. But I keep spares. I got smarter over the years. I keep spares in a stack next to me here. So that one's all protected now. Now, just for anybody who might believe, well, maybe he's not really playing records. Every now and then, we get a record that's, you know, kind of worn out, kind of dirty. This one, I probably could have went and washed this one, and I literally do wash them in the sink with hot water and a squirt of Dawn dish soap and a sponge. And record collectors just scream, pulling out their hair when I do that. And I don't care, because I don't collect them. I want to play them, and I want to get the dirt out of them, and it makes them sound wonderful. And a lot of people are, well, you buy a record cleaner, blah, blah, blah. You know what? The sink is free. This one desperately needs to be washed. And I didn't have time because Frank Grokalski and his Little Naturals did not sing long enough for me to run into the bathroom and wash this record. So we're going to hear Eddie Habat do Tootsie's Polka with all the dirt and egg salad and boogers and everything else that's on this record.
Thank you.
There you go. Tootsie's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I should really put that one in a separate pile and wash it. But what fun would that be anyway, huh? There's the Johnny Prill Orchestra, and I'm a beer-drinking guy.
Guy, play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Every now and then you'll see me around, having a drink with the boys downtown. And we all raise our beer as we give the band a cheer. Hey, let them know we are here.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer-drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer-drinking guy.
Song. We all have fun as we sing along. And if the harmony is a little out of key, hey, it don't matter to me.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
A happy beer drinking guy. That's Johnny Prill Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. How about the Polka Sharps? There's a happy sounding song. Good luck and rainbows to you.
Sky above, you will know, my dear, what I
am thinking of. I still love you, and I miss you too. Good luck and rainbows to you. So when you see a rainbow in the sky above, you will know, my dear, what I am thinking of. I still love you, and I miss you too. Good luck and rainbows to you.
Good luck and rainbows to you, and unicorns and glitter and sparkles too. I don't know, but anyway, there's the Polka Sharps Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't believe I have mentioned how you get in touch with us. If you have a request or dedication or question or comment or whatever, and in today's modern times, there are multiple ways. I recommend an airplane flying over northern Minnesota with a banner with your message hanging on it. But if that doesn't work out, you can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can leave a voice message or you can send a text, 218-259-2985. If that's not your thing, you can email oompahour@aol.com. And if that's still not your thing, you can Facebook. It seems that most people Facebook everything these days. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you to the show and get you into the computer, whatever. When I log into the thingamajobber here, I'll see you. That's the way that works. I've got the Eddie Foreman Orchestra coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I promised you the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. Got him here ready to go. We almost had a musical incident, however, because this is a little 7-inch record, you know, like a 45. And it's got two songs on each side, but sometimes, you know, that's still a 45 because they call them an EP. That's an extended play. But this is a 33, and I almost let her rip at 45. Nobody can dance a polka at nearly double speed. Heck no. Anyway, here's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, and I love polka music.
Slapping on the dashboard, singing along. Rolled down all the windows, turned it up so loud. The feeling overtakes me, makes me want to shout. I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpets sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time. I love polka music.
I was just a child. That was many years ago, but it still drives me wild. Polkas are a part of me, I play them every day. There's just no way to stop me, so I gotta say, I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpets sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time. I love polka music. I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpet sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time.
There you go, Eddie Foreman's orchestra there. I love polka music. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I think I got the last record for the show coming up here, but let's have a little chat. I know very little about baseball. I'm not really a sports kind of guy, you know? And I got this record here that I think is probably pretty uncommon. It's Charles Magnante, I want to say, M-A-G-N-A-N-T-E. Magnant? That doesn't seem right. It sounds better to say Charles Magnante, doesn't it? His accordion, his orchestra, and his singers. He's running the whole darn show here. And I feel like I need to research him somehow. The record is called The Milwaukee Home of the Braves. And I'm no baseball expert, but aren't they the Brewers? So they must have been the Braves a long time ago or something. I don't know, but for you baseball fans, you figure it out, because baseball season is back. They're even letting people go to some games. So this is Milwaukee, home of the Braves, which I believe is no longer accurate.
Hey, go, go, Milwaukee, go! Hey, go, Milwaukee, go!
Get together for a friendly little chat of hits and runs and errors and how many times at bats.
Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
The other teams are doubtful about a place to hang their hats, but Milwaukee's the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, for the flag will fly in the fall. For Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
Better up!
Hey! Go, go, Milwaukee, go!
Hey!
Go, Milwaukee, go!
Better up!
Hey! Go, go, Milwaukee, go!
Hey!
Go, Milwaukee, go! Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. The fans all know which blade each pitcher uses when he shaves, and anyone can tell you just how many games he saves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Each year they know that this will be the year the pennant waves. In Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, the flag will fly in the fall, for Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure it's the Milwaukee Brewers now, isn't it? Charles Magnante, that's what I feel like saying. His accordion, his orchestra, and his singers on Grand Award Records is the name of the record company. I don't know, but I know that the old clock on the wall says it's about time for me to shut up. Because there's only 60 minutes in any hour, and I've used up just about all of them, and that's kind of the rule. So we'll do it again next week. I'm going to see if I can't look up this guy on this record and see what the deal is. In the meantime, I'll be back next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.